You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. We are getting so close to the theater debut of the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. But don't worry, you'll have a chance to get all excited about a new Star Wars movie next year, too. And the next year after that, and the year after that, possibly into eternity. At least if Disney has its way. Adam Rogers is at Wired Magazine, and he says Hollywood is hooked on a new idea that could spawn decades of new movies and toy tie-ins. He calls it the Forever franchise. Adam joins us now. Hey, Adam, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, so let's start by describing this idea of the Forever franchise, and you're using Star Wars as kind of the model. So how is Star Wars angling to become the first one, the first Forever franchise?
Well, in the most basic sense, it becomes a Forever franchise by putting out a movie a year until the end of time, until people stop buying tickets to them. But there's more to it than that, because they're not just sequels. They're not just, we make a movie and then we do a movie about what happens next and then what happens next. This is something different. These are all stories that take place in an internally consistent universe that, in the case of Star Wars, exists potentially for 10,000 years, both from backwards from the moment Luke blows up the Death Star and forwards from the moment Luke blows up the spoilers in the first Star Wars movie, Luke blows up the Death Star. And the idea is that they can just keep going on forever, because you can just keep making new stories set in a familiar universe with some characters old and some characters new.
And so on the one hand, like we said, it could be considered sort of a boon to people who want to live in this universe forever. On the other hand, it is also, as a business model, isn't it a little bit risky that you could wear people out?
Well, sure. In the story, Mark Evans, who runs the motion picture group at Paramount, said that you run the risk of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire syndrome. You know, that right. where you have this thing that's really popular, and so you put it on five nights a week, and now people have had enough. They get the idea that maybe everybody finds a little thing that they like, and some of the movies are better than others, and some of the creators understand it better and do a better job. And so it becomes something a lot more like, maybe the way I feel about Doctor Who, let's say, which is something I've been watching for decades. And the nice thing about being a decades-long fan of Doctor Who is if you don't like this one, you know there's another one coming along. And it's not like I'm not going to watch. You know, I'm not going to go like, well, I've had enough. What I'm going to do is sort of grit my teeth until there's a doctor I like or a new writer who I like, and then all will be well again.
I mean, this is obviously a large investment in creating a lot of movies. And good movie makers and directors, J.J. Abrams and Rian Johnson, have been sucked up by Star Wars. Christopher Nolan is now in the Batman universe. Do we risk the next George Lucas never being able to create something new? Does this narrow the field even more for new filmmakers and new ideas?
Yeah, that's interesting. My sense is no, and here's why. It's certainly been true at Marvel, and it looks true at Lucasfilm, that the directors and writers who they are pulling are people who have made something interesting already and are at the beginning of their career, but not the very beginning of their career. J.J. Abrams is an exception. You know, Rian Johnson is somebody who, nerds like me, wow, Rian Johnson, that's fantastic. You know, his stuff is so great, but I don't think he's widely known. And Marvel did the same thing, where you get folks who are not, I say not A-list, but I don't say that to be an insult. They're not as famous as some folks. And then if they do it right, if they do a good job of that, then they can go do their own creative projects as well.
So it just becomes the stopping off station for, like, if you're good, you got to go here and do a Star Wars movie or a Marvel movie, and then you can be an independent.
And then you can go, you punch your ticket, and then you can go tell somebody else, like, look, I made a big epic. Now let me do this one of this passion script that I have and get another big special effects budget.
Adam Rogers is articles editor at Wired Magazine. Adam, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.